Obviously, in recent days, this issue has raised its head again. Unfortunately, there are pockets of the peninsula that aren't on the current grading programme. Most importantly, in my opinion, there's a number of schools that aren't actually being graded, and parents have been contacting me in the last number of days pointing at that fact. I understand the grading programme has been set and agreed at the outset of the year, but unfortunately, having kids not being able to make it to school or having schools closing down because of non-access, you know, that's not acceptable. Secondly, as of equal importance, there's large swathes of the Inishowen 100, which makes up the most part of the Wide Atlantic Way route going through Inishowen. There's many businesses out there that rely on that route to bring in the footfall. It will help them keep open throughout the incoming year, especially in the off-season right now. Those routes are paramount to the survival of those small businesses. And if those routes aren't passable, then obviously it's a point of concern for myself and the many business owners that are suffering as a result of that. I'm calling for the entirety of the Inishowen 100 and the Wide Atlantic Way, for that matter, anywhere where there isn't an overlap, to be reclassified as an important route that is a point of necessity. Access must be granted along that route all year round, because the tourism sector doesn't just shut off, you know, after the summer holidays. There's still a large number of people that come visit on the off-season, as they call it, on the shoulders of the season. And as recently as a fortnight ago, I had an Italian couple that had been visiting here, had been travelling through the village of Clonaff on their way to Malinhead, made it to the crossroads at Drummaville, and then were met with an untreated road surface. And of course, there's no road signage. Their Google Maps doesn't inform them of this actual lack of investment in that area. And obviously, they were very fortunate not to have an accident, but there have been other people that have gone off the road on that section of road from the crossroads at Drummaville to the village of Malintyre.